How do you stay constantly motivated and perform at your peak level? Be goal-directed and goal-oriented. Being goal-directed is the ability to stay on target, regardless of circumstances. It's the capacity to stay focused on the task at hand and allow it to take you where you want to be. Here's a simple question. Why is this skill so important? Well, goal-directedness is a state of mind as well as a daily practice. For you to be successful in recruiting, you must not only be goal-oriented, but demonstrate your goal-directedness. The happiest people in the world are those that are always going somewhere wholeheartedly, those who are goal-directed. Something in our makeup as humans needs a challenge, an important mission to accomplish, a task that gives meaning and purpose to our lives and to our existence. When we don't have that challenge, unfortunately, you and me both get bored or depressed. People who are goal-oriented are perceived as setting and reaching lofty goals, goals that add value to their organizations. Setting goals is not enough. You must achieve the goals by working well with others in the Air Force Reserve. If you can maintain your focus on goals of key importance while still managing day-to-day activities for the recruiting process and rearranging your priorities, the odds are that you will advance with your organization. People who lack goals may have an excellent work ethic and be committed to their jobs, but may have difficulty seeing the big picture of what they do. They may work hard day after day, on task, but not productively. A major problem with being poorly goal-oriented as a recruiter is that too often you don't see how the small action steps you have to take every day contribute to your overall recruiting mission. Not only will poorly goal-oriented people frustrate themselves, but they may have a reputation for being unimaginative or unenthusiastic. It's essential that recruiting professionals set high standards for themselves and effectively and efficiently devote their resources to reaching clearly defined goals. Being goal-oriented is about your own ability to focus on activities important to you, either personally or professionally, and to recognize the limits of your own resources. This way, you can focus energy on the most critical goals while still having energy left to move creatively beyond obstacles in your way. For a recruiter, there are three main components to being goal-oriented. 1. Establish the goals. 2. Sticking to a strategy to achieving those goals. 3. Measuring feedback in terms of progress towards achievement of those goals. Here's a simple question. Why are skills associated with being goal-oriented so important? And what are those skills? Someone who has mastered these skills as a recruiting professional will have mastered 4 exact skill sets, such as establishing realistic, reasonable, and obtainable goals, identifying steps and milestones required for the achievement of your recruiting goals, staying on target to complete goals, regardless of obstacles or circumstances, ensuring that efforts being expended towards those goals are all done in the most effective, maximum utilization of the time. Consider this question. How do you develop your own skills to be self-motivated and goal-oriented? Here are a few examples to try. 1. If something is worth doing, it's worth doing to the best of your ability. If it's not, either change your perspective or change your profession from being an Air Force Reserve recruiter. If you don't believe it's worth doing to the best of your ability, then you won't. 2. Avoid being an escapist. Don't avoid opportunities. Great ideas and great accomplishments rarely come without some difficulty, but the rewards themselves are well worth it. 3. Learn to be a practical dreamer. In other words, marshal your energy towards the obtainment of goals that really do matter to you and your recruiting career. 4. Define your priorities carefully and reevaluate them on a regular basis. Make sure your priorities align with how you expend your energy. Be proactive about investigating and starting new projects without being told to do so. You should always manage your assigned tasks first, but be able to eliminate fear in terms of taking up new recruiting challenges. 5. Make your job more rewarding by redefining your role and the tasks you devote your energy to. Be more specific about your goals and what you'll do to achieve them. 6. Break your goals into long, intermediate, and short-term goals, and give them a timetable for completion. 7. Participate fully in the workplace. Interact with everyone who interacts with you in a positive and productive way, and put in the extra time and effort if they're needed to do a job well. 8. Believe with the deepest conviction that you can do it, whatever it is, whatever it means to you. Whether it means to be the number one recruiter, to break recruiting records of the past, or to set new recruiting goals. 9. Always look for new challenges. Don't overextend yourself, but seek to manage the essential tasks first. But search for opportunities for broadening your horizons or developing yourself, both personally and professionally. 10. Learn to distinguish between what is important and what is urgent. Learn to do things better in less time, and be more efficient, and be more effective. If you're ahead of schedule in terms of planning and organizing, don't waste the extra time. Use it productively. 11. Once you've committed to personal and professional growth, don't stop until you have achieved your objectives. When you've met those objectives, make a new list of achievements that you would like to make. 12. If you need to make a dramatic change, create a specific action plan. Always look before you leap, and be realistic about the results you expect from making the change. These are essential skills, and getting organized can help you master them. It's easy to become unmotivated when you're disorganized. Confusion causes stress. To be goal-directed and consistently motivated, you must also be organized. Don't set wonderful, obtainable recruiting goals if you can't be organized enough to achieve them. Here are 6 ways for you to improve your organization skills. 1. Use your planning guide, electronic or manual. There are lots of great features, such as automated reminders, associated with electronic planning guides. But if you still prefer the handwritten kind, that's fine too. 2. Use computer software programs for keeping track of your leads and applicants as they move through the recruiting process. 3. Maintain a whiteboard for your office and use it to reinforce your priorities and required activities. Seeing those priorities and activities on the wall every day serves as a constant reminder of your important tasks. 4. Make a preliminary list of duties or appointments that are pending. Put them into your planner. 5. Set aside 15 minutes every morning to review your schedule for the day, update your task list, and prioritize your daily activities so you can hit the ground running. 6. At the end of each week, look back at the week's activities and ask yourself, what didn't you accomplish that you had hoped to accomplish? Do you need to make it a top priority for next week? What did you accomplish that you feel proud of, and what can you do next week to build on the success of that endeavor? At the beginning of each week, look ahead and ask yourself these 3 questions. 1. What new priorities have you set for yourself or learned from your supervisor? 2. What are your big picture goals for the week? 3. What appointments or meetings do you need to schedule? Write all those answers down. We talk about how to stay self-motivated and how to be self-directed. Here are a few examples of organization motivators. Being captivated by an idea. Developing the goals that we talked about. Establishing objectives. Having action steps. Implementation. Staying on target and course correcting when necessary. There are 4 varied laws of the universe that are essential for you to master to stay self-motivated. The first is the law of attraction that simply says we get back that which we give off. If we give off positive, optimistic viewpoints of the world, that's what we get back. If we give off negative, cynical views of the world, that's what we get back. If we give off a sense of laziness and a sense of lack of concern, that's what we get back from other people. So what kind of messages do you give the world, and what do you get back? The second law is the law of prosperity that says there are 2 philosophies that one can have. One is prosperity, one is poverty. If you take a look at most people who live in poverty, they see the world as being filled with poverty. If you take a look at people who have prosperity, they look at the world as being filled with prosperity. What if you don't have great prosperity? Then you have some degree of poverty. It's awfully easy to look at the world as giving you poverty. However, you need to change your philosophy and say, I look at the world in terms of what it can be. I look at the world in terms of what my recruiting territory can give me, not in terms of what it doesn't or can't give me. I look at my future in terms of what it can be, not what it can't be. It's prosperity versus poverty consciousness. The third law is the principle of replacement, which means that if you have a negative thought, if you have a negative sense of energy, you can replace it with whatever you want to replace it with. And the fourth law is the law of reciprocity, meaning that if I do something for you, you feel compelled to do something back for me. So if I'm good to you, if I provide you great value, then you want to give great value back to me. Being goal-directed and goal-oriented will keep you self-motivated.